Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jane Hoffman. Tonight we will be talking about the universal monetary unit that the IMF is trying to demonstrate as a possible world currency, at least among Western nations, and eventually the global universe. I am playing an introductory song until my hosts arrive. We won't play the end of that song, but I have listeners tonight, John, and you're not on the air yet. You're still in the holding tank. I'm playing a video first of the IMF and people's suspicions of creating a universal currency through the IMF. So I'm going to be playing that first, and then Don should be calling in any minute.
The news about the Universal Monetary Unit just broke out a few days ago, and has started gaining traction on YouTube. The first thing that comes to mind is, what is it? I have been monitoring CBDCs for a while now. Why did I never hear about this one before? The Universal Monetary Unit, or the UMU, is presented as a new currency that can transact in any legal tender settlement currency. If you remember, the IMF has their own kind of currency called special drawing rights, which is based on a whole basket of other currencies. You could argue that this is the kind of secret world reserve currency, but its usage is still kind of limited. But it is also based in the United States, so this would probably still be misused for exercising the United States power if there ever would be a global currency rollout from the IMF. But this just as a side note, let's get back to the UNU. So it is said to enforce banking regulations and protect the financial integrity of the international banking system. And it is apparently supervised by an authority called the Digital Currency Monetary Authority, or DCMA. In short, DCMA is supposedly associated with the International Monetary Fund. I've never heard about this authority, and this sounded kind of contradictory to other CBDC developments, like the Project Icebreaker from the Bank of International Settlements, which again has proven to have a great sense to pick the most villain type of names for their CBDC. Project Icebreaker sounds to come directly from a James Bond movie. Would be laughable if the whole topic wouldn't be so concerning. But beside the BIS, we also have the FedNow system from the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is another approach in this regard, so the IMF CBDC didn't really fit in as an additional project, I thought. So I went over to the DMCA's website and was surprised by the poor web design. It does not really look like a website of a monetary authority. It looks more like something that someone with little skills done at home. I mean, even I can do a better website than this. There's not even any contact information on it at all. No legal terms, no privacy policy, and so on. It is actually illegal without these. So I went and checked who actually owns this domain. And here we have it. It is registered via GoDaddy, which is a famous U.S.-based retail web domain registration company. Again, no real contact information there. Domain is registered via GoDaddy is proof enough that this cannot be any official authority or government agency. And therefore, there is definitively no IMF project to roll out a CBDC called the UNU. The whole story must be fake if such a major component.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. Basically, they're saying that the IMF is in the planning stages and they're trying to get bank cooperation to create a universal currency called the Universal Monetary Unit. What it wants to do is it wants legitimacy worldwide with the backing of banks and government umbrella organizations to oversee this. Now, John mentioned something to me on the phone today that King Charles III is now behind this. And part of my suspicion is that because British engaged in Brexit, meaning they left the EU currency and the EU system, they want to be part of a formation of a unitary system that includes their economy so it can find more security since they're sort of separated from Europe in that sense. With that, I'm going to pull John in. Hi, John. It's just us two on the air so far. I think Pianke decided he would call in last night, and then it was canceled.
Ah, well, greetings, Hurricane Jane.
And Don will be calling in because he just texted me. So since you have the most knowledge about this, and I have another video queued, but the computer I'm on at work has too soft of a speaker system, so I didn't think it was adequate. So go ahead with your introduction on the Universal Monetary Unit, UMU.
Well, the IMF allowed the announcement at their meeting, so they're not rolling it out, but they are. They're basically saying we're good with it. There's a digital currency group that is running this. They're running with digital currencies, trying to come up with alternatives to, because the problem is when you do a Bitcoin or you do crypto, when you're going from country to country it's hard to link everything. It's like different languages, banking-wise. So what they're trying to do is come up with a uniform system. Now, what's interesting is that with the UMU, the Unicoin, that they have NDA disclosures or NDA agreements. So in other words, countries at this moment are not allowed to announce who's involved, but they do have a significant group, including a lot of African countries that are on board with this. And it is a system that is set up to go universally across globally. So it can speak the different languages of different countries. It can interact with when you're going rubles, dollars, yen, and so forth.
How does this affect? How does this affect China's desire to use their currency with international trade, like we discussed 2 weeks ago?
At some point, they might like it, but the thing with China, what they're really pushing is their own World Bank. And so they have it in Shanghai. It's a multi-billion dollar investment by the various BRICS nations, and that includes, what's interesting, Britain, Germany, Australia, and South Korea signed up for the new development bank and left U.S. and Japan on the outs. And this is very significant because Russia used to import from the United States. We used to send to them over $400 billion worth of exports. And then in 2022, they cut it down to, within a couple months, they cut it down to about 100 with the Ukraine situation. So they basically went 4-to-1 decreasing what they import from the United States. And now it's been cut down to $77 billion. It'll go down to $50 billion. So in other words, when we try to sanction them, like be really good boys, they don't care. They're down to like 10% of what they used to buy from us. And so we're losing a lot of power there. $497 million in materials to Russia, but it's currently $77 million. And then with the New Development Bank, what they're doing is they're linking all these other countries. Now, I don't know if you've seen the news, but this week, the big deal at Congress is that they're trying to lift the debt ceiling. So Yellen at the Fed has said, we're going to run out of money. We don't have more cash. We got to come up, we got to raise the debt, like allow ourselves to be more in debt. If not, we'll default on our loans, our world debt. And if that happens, we lose our rating, you know, we go down to, you know, from A or AA or whatever it is now, because it's slipping. And if it goes down to like a C or a D, the world will just not trust the dollar anymore. And if we lose that, your house payments, your food, inflation, it could go up 2 or 3 times or more, and that would be disastrous. So we're out of control, and this is intentional. King Charles, when he was prince in late 90s, around 98 or so, or in the mid-90s, he grouped together a whole bunch of people across the world to get Agenda 21. And at that time, they were talking about the Great Reset. And it's just been percolating, and basically, you know, what he's saying is we've got to change our whole life so that we can live for the future. Now, they can't do this with a strong United States. They have to collapse it, and that's what we're seeing now is they're just spending more and more money. We're not depending on our own energy sources. We're going to Saudi Arabia. Our gas prices are going up. We're in problem, and what's happening is the world is starting to say we can't trust the United States. So China is becoming a stable partner for everyone, and so we got, you know, big trouble in little China.
I want to read an excerpt on the backstory, and then we'll pull Don in. 1944, almost 75 years ago, more than 700 representatives from 44 nations traveled to Mount Washington Hotel in a secluded resort in the mountains of Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. With World War II coming to an end, they arrived to hammer out a new financial system in the global economy. I remember this from political science class. It was called the Bretton Woods system. I'm going to read the next paragraph. The Mount Washington Hotel is an old school with ornate chandeliers and moose head hanging in the lobby. Classical music reminds you of its classy backdrop. Blah, blah, blah. Out of the Bretton Woods Agreement came the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and more importantly, a new role for the U.S. dollar as the international reserve currency. It became the main currency in the world used to trade and save. The United States, which then controlled most of the world's gold, pledged at Bretton Woods to fix the value of the dollar to gold at $35 an ounce. Other countries then fixed their exchange rate to the dollar, making it the central spoke of the system. As the U.S. started racking up huge deficits and running out of its gold reserve in the 60s, the government found it too expensive to maintain the promise. So in 1971, Nixon arranged a divorce between the dollar and gold. The dollar's value is now set by a mishmash of political and economic forces, ranging from the central bank decisions to the frenetic buying and selling of traders around the world. The original arrangement set at Bretton Woods is long dead, but the dollar still remains the world currency. So with that, I'm going to stop for a second and pull Don in. And I agree with John's point on, I chose my motive that Britain wants to be at the centerpiece of it all to stay relevant. Hi, Don. It's John, you and me on the air. I think Pianchi got fed up with me changing the time too much.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Because what happened is I got home to... I got home Wednesday night, and I stayed in the city too long, and I didn't make it back till Duluth, till 4 in the morning.
Okay. I think you're kind of a big girl. You can stay up late. But anyway, hi, John. First of all, we've gone over Jade Helm a million times, and so the BRICS are still trying to get their currency, but it was put on hold because of the tariffs, and that's a good thing. But my contention is that in the current form that it is, I don't know if the economic system can withstand the things that will be coming in the future. So there might be a need for some kind of transmogrification, if you will, of the system in order to keep up with the times. Unfortunately,
what part of the currency versus economic state is the most fragile in your eyes?
Well, everything's floating. As you mentioned, we've got currency rates that were in gold, that the article mentioned, and then it was changed in 71. I remember it well because I was like, what the fuck is this? And then, it was just on our good looks.
Because we were running out of gold supply.
Well, we weren't running out of it. We just weren't willing to store it. I mean, that's the general underground. It's expensive to store freaking trillions of dollars in gold, I don't know if you know that. But anyway, bottom line is that, once we did that, we were at the mercy of the LIBOR. And the LIBOR was controlled by Great Britain. So, you know, for the most part, we were ready, right, for Chinese or another currency attempted takeover, because we're still and will be for a long, long time major currency. But the attempts are coming. Digital is probably right now our biggest challenge, you know, because it's uncontrolled.
That's one of the reasons that John brought it up this week, because I have another video I might play, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to streamline all the currency into one type of currency, which is mainly digital.
Well, you saw yesterday that Prince, whatever the fuckhead's name is, over in England.
Prince William or King Charles?
King Charles, yeah, that little bitch. But
King Charles III.
Yeah, King Charles should not be heard. He should stay as a titular.
He is highly intelligent, even though he ruined Diana's life.
He's not highly intelligent. The guy has, I mean, he's, anyway, bottom
we'll
line.
We'll get to that later.
He basically came out with I believe it's a multinational unified fund or something like that. I just thought earlier today where they are coming out with a challenged currency, and they showed it. It's the union, multinational union fund or something like that.
Are you sure it's not universal monetary unit?
It could be IMF. It could be universal monetary. It could be any of those. I just read it today. But anyway, one of the first things that he's done in his power ship is try to bring out this currency. It's a big old gold coin with a U in the middle with a black background and some bullshit.
That's what John sent to us.
That's
what John sent to us. I think I should play the second video, but I want you guys to speak up if you can't hear it, because I'm on my phone for the show and I'm playing it for the show. So just let me know if you guys can say something if you can't hear. Just a second. I'm not starting until now. Just a second. Okay, it's about to start. Okay, one sec. This is from a Texas news studio. It's independent. The IMF unveils new global currency known as the Universal Monetary Unit. Okay, this guy's a little slow getting to the mic.
Thank you.
Can you guys hear that?
No, nothing.
Don't worry about it. The guy was talking about, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Because it's all talk. All this
But
bullshit.
You could hear it. Could you hear it?
No.
No.
And if we,
I think
if
I had
have,
myself on mute.
If we, you probably, anyway, the bottom line is that if we default, it's no big deal.
If we fall, it's no big deal?
If we default on our debt, no big deal. It'll help with the reset.
Okay, I have a question. I have a question for you guys. So,
sure.
America, we're overextended in the Department of Defense. Our Department of Defense budget is $750 billion. We're chasing after China militarily and economically. I don't know if it's out of fear or just to maintain our superpower status. Why is
that? Wait a minute. Where did you hear that we're behind China militarily?
What I'm saying is we have a fear-based military that...
Who gives a shit? This is a
because we're over-investing. We're over-investing in our defense systems, which is making us broke and our economy unhealthy.
No, we got people.
So why are we in?
Who are going to the damn medical, the hospitals, and the medical costs are through the roof. Medical insurance? Do you pay medical insurance? It's through the roof.
I'm sorry
saying about fat socks. I didn't mean that. I apologize now before.
Well, a lot of people who are poor don't have to pay for medical, but a lot of people who are in the lower branch of the middle class do have to pay extra money for drugs.
Okay.
I know someone who had cancer. But are you saying that's
drugs.
What's tanking the economy?
Oh, it's taking a whole huge bit of it, yeah. I mean, the overpayments, these kickbacks that doctors get, a lot of the hospitals run on graft and corruption. This is, and those are public hospitals. When you get them private, these guys are ripping us off left and right. Empty beds everywhere. This is unbelievable what the medical system is doing to the society. The military on the end, they're terrible too because they're bringing in human trafficking.
I'm not saying the military is terrible, but the scope of the military and how that we operate in 183 different countries is causing our economy to be drained at one end. And the supplication of, like, schools and repaired roadways and all that other stuff is taking a toll because of it.
Wow, what kind of drugs are you on tonight?
I'm on coffee grounds.
No.
I'm drinking coffee grounds.
You can throw all the money into the hospitals. People are still going to get sick because it's just a drug factory and a meat market.
That's what I'm talking about. They're not, and they're not telling people how to live. They're not giving people constant information about their healthy eating, their need for exercise.
They do for diabetics.
But that's it. Nobody else. If you got chronic shingles, they don't tell you that, but except for you, that they don't tell the rest of the world or the country what they can do to prevent it. That's what, that's what it was all about, prevention. And so, this is something that, oh, my God. So this is something that, we're really in the middle of a transition here culturally And constantly said that race was the number one problem in America and California, you know, Astros.
Okay. I found out some extra information about the reparations bill in California, but I want to ask this loaded question first. The loaded question is, with a lot of the Western nations having immigration problems at the border, people waiting all day, sometimes weeks and months to get in, then factor that in with all the problems that Europe had, too, with the Syrian war and other natural disasters and transients coming from other countries. There's no purposeful stability in the world except for some people who had the same job for 30 years, like my twin sister. But the fact of the matter is that why do they have to fiddle with the international currency at this particular moment? Just like when Nixon dropped the gold standard in 71. What's the moment of truth right now?
Haven't you heard everything I said? You haven't listened to anything I said.
Yes, I did, but it can't just be driven by high medical costs.
It's not. It's a combination of every. I said it's a transitory period.
Well, I'm
going to
have John Yoder answer that question.
It's a transitory period in cultures, that's all.
Okay, John, do you know why this transitional moment has occurred?
One world order. New world order. I mean, I've been saying this for. Dependence. You have to make dependent countries.
You're breaking up. We can't hear a word you're saying.
Okay, the World Economic Forum. Let me get to a more better location. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
The World Economic Forum.
King
Charles.
Nope. You're breaking up just as bad.
What they want is for you to own nothing and be happy. That's what their motto, their slogan was. You will own nothing and you will be happy. And they have castles, they have mansions, and they're telling us we need to save the planet to be
okay. I'm having John take over while you hang up and call on your other phone. Do you have that capability right now?
Oh, you know, I'm in a different building location. I will just give me a moment.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Well, no, we can hear you now.
But this is very planned, and this is just like the border. They're allowing it to happen. They're allowing poor people. This is intentional. Once they collapse the economy.
You're going to have to probably cut it and find another place because we didn't hear much of it. I mean, we understand the gist of it. That is planned, and I agree. And the thing is that there are things that you can do as a person, I believe, so that you can fight whatever it is, because we should be free, and everybody's, you know, they don't feel free. You got to find another place, John.
John, what is the long-term benefit of them streamlining the digital currency? Who's going to benefit from that?
Oh, any dictator, any elite, the 1%, they can control your life. They can shut you down. You can go to the bank and they go, well, your digital money just got devalued, like they did in Venezuela or they do in China. There's nothing you can do about it. You can want to protest, well, shut your bank account down. You want to go somewhere, leave the country, we shut your bank account down. We don't accept your cash. Cash is no good. You've got to have your social, you know, credit score. And that means you got to be compliant. So this is perfect because, again, their lifestyle is unchanged. All our Congress people, they still get their six figures. They still live in their nice, they go to their nice dinners. They fly across the world. You know, they meet with and shake hands and stay at nice hotels and write it off on us. It's totally perfect for them. This will never stop. And as I say, this is the Antichrist system. This isn't, you know, God's system. This is man's system exploiting. And is this new? No. Pharaohs, kings, dictators, czars, this is the history of the world. The elite killing the weak and ruling over it and people accepting it. Like we put on these chains and we accept it. Now, is my signal breaking up or was that audible?
No, this is as clear as you've been all night.
Oh, great. Yeah, I just moved to like the third floor. But basically, so when I say this is planned, they've been telling us this for years. And planning it, and it's been in the movies and in our media, the programming, and you're going to see more. Like I think the UMU, they're probably going to have to modify. It's like a test thing, you know, to see how if this works around the world globally. You can, and each country they're coming up with their own little connect into the global system. You know, England's working on something, and eventually. You'll see, you know, the linkage with China and Russia and everyone else. But for now, everyone's kind of getting their own setup of digital. But that's come you wonder, why are they doing these things? Because they want to, and no one's going to stop them. So, you know, until they crash the dollar, you have to collapse it to go digital. And so it's a process. It's not going to happen right now, but you're going to see it over the next, you know, 3 to 4 years. Agenda 2030. They already told you, 2030. We're going to lock this down. That's 7 years. That's just one or two administrations. You know, Joe Biden, what are they going to do about him? But, you know, so the next person coming in is going to come in strong. And you'll probably see the next virus will be a SARS. You know, not SARS, but SARS. And this one's going to get everyone to comply because you're going to have to, you know, have your digital account if you're going to go to the hospital and get your vaccination shot. So, but, you know, this is the revelation being played out right now.
Well, that's exactly
what do you suggest
we
do?
Because we just... We just have.
Should
we
I
just
have $10,000 in my mattress, or will it be
no
will it
is
nothing
not
in 5 years?
No, haven't you heard anything, Jane? The only thing to do is go back to nature. The only thing to do is to make sure that you know how to grow something, you know how to raise something, you know how to mine something. You know, you've got to be able to be.
Self-sufficient.
And not have to worry about these jobs and not have to worry about people telling you what to do because those are the ones who are going to be the soldiers, the foot, you know, in the way, the foot soldiers. They're mindless and they just do what the leaders, if you want to call them that, tell them to do. It's a, you know, it'll be a process where you'll go off the grid. You know, John knows about that. He's there right now. Or whatever, but he was there for a minute. But
I'm halfway,
you know,
there.
Yeah, and you know that sometimes it takes doing that in order to feel free. That's why there's so many. You know, one of the reasons there's so many of the homeless. You know, they just feel free. And they don't have any encumbrances. And they're happy as motherfucking lark. They wouldn't, in a way, have it any other way. But, you know, that means they're a privileged class. It's a privilege to just lay down in the middle of the street and go to sleep. Especially if you can do that for 4 or 5 hours a day or a night. That is a privilege. And there isn't much that people can think about it. It's, you know, the only problem is with the people. They just don't want to see a person just comfortably sleeping on a sleeping bag in the middle of the street. That's fucked up. If he wants to sit, you know, sleep in the middle of the street, that's his business. I'm a homeowner, though. I wouldn't want to be living in an apartment. That would make me sick. John knows about that, too. You own your own property. You make sure that you have your own bed to lie in. But, you know, it's just a matter of your head at the time, and that's why I'm talking about culturally changing. This is a cultural shift. You know, I won't go real deep into it like I'd like to, and the fact that there's one, you know, leader. But, you know, the thing is that all empires change. All empires die. And this is our downward drift. And a lot of it has to do with the Internet. The Internet is one of the greatest controllers of the mind, of course, since the television. And before that, the typewriter. But we've, you know, the changes are coming faster and faster and quicker all the time. And that isn't to include, you know, natural causes, because our axis has changed, I think, 0.03%. Right now, and it's expected to change a little bit more. So we're going to be looking at natural disasters exacerbated by climate change, by our carbon emissions, and now methane. And so we're looking at a double whammy. And, you know, of course, the third thing is an implosion of our culture. And, you know, people hating people just because they're people. And then we have to live with people, and the people get mad at people, and all the people are upset. And they run around not getting anything done like people should be doing. Something like that. You know, we need to start loving each other. We need to get out of this Revelations, because it rained 40 days and 40 nights this last this last winter. It rained and snowed 40 days and 40 nights. So,
and the atmospheric river penetrated almost every state.
Well, all I know is that here in fucking Reno, it was 40 days and 40 nights.
Did you build your ark? It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
That's because he had a premonition. And, you know.
He had a command from God.
Right.
50 cubits wide, 50 cubits wide.
Sorry.
So, Don, I'm sorry that we didn't give you much notice that I was in Cali, but you would you have been able to make it down to L.A.? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, no. I might have, but I have a lot to do, so I'm not tripping about that, and we'll be going to Palm Springs in early July for a little vacation. So
I can't get away now till the late fall or Christmas, because I still have two jobs, but I'm also starting to collect Social Security in a month.
Oh, right on. Good.
Yep. Well, so eventually, I don't have freedom yet.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I had bittersweet feelings after leaving LA. Like, It would be a really hard place to live at my age.
Yep. It's too much hustle and bustle.
I'd have to have like $100,000 a year job to make it worth my while.
That's why everybody's moving to Nevada.
Yep. John, that's probably a sore subject with you, too, because you like where you are, but you're in kind of in transition, too. So,
yeah, it's to afford a place here would be $1 million, and by the time you finance, it's going to be over $2 million. So basically, you'd have to make about $80,000 a year or $90,000 just to afford the payments, and then plus lifestyle, you know, just to exist, you'd have to make $110,000-$120,000 a year. So for most people, like in most parts, at least half of LA, you either have to rent or be homeless, and that's the rents are going up. So this is intentional. Again, this is part of the plan. And you might say, well what's this couldn't happen in America. It happens in other countries all the time. People are poor and homeless and in the dirt. It's the way it is in Mexico and Central America and South America. That's why they come up here. But the point being is it's coming to North America. And the American dream, we're watching it collapse. This is the end of an empire. It's like Titanic. It looks good, and it's still going along, and people are saying, you know, let's just stay in our rooms, and we'll board on these little boats and get off if we have problems later. But the damage has already been done. And so now where our leaders are telling us, like our president, our economy is strong. There's plenty of jobs out there. it's not strong. And there's no jobs that can support a family and then a house and a decent life. And the AI is
right now. I know an engineer in North Dakota. He has 4 kids and he's under 30, but he does have an engineer degree and he has a good job. And his wife's a nurse. But taking that away, a lot of people, right, who just have not a massive education, but just regular, they're just regular people trying to work. It is pretty tough. So I am at work, you guys. I can only, go ahead.
A lot of people who think they have a secure job, it's like, well, say you're a lawyer. Well, you have to have cases to represent. Okay, well, what if people don't have jobs anymore? Well, we'll just go sue. We'll sue. What if the company goes under? There's no one to sue. It's like all these things. You have to have businesses. You have to have jobs. You have to have money to do stuff. So people may say, oh, well, I have a secure job. Well, if you're serving someone, you know, you're selling products, people have to have money to buy your product. Like, take over here, like I'm working on a project where people pay, you know, $5,000-$6,000 a month rent. Well, if you don't have a job, if they laid you off, like at Yahoo, Google, or Disney, then how are you going to afford that rent? And then that landlord, how is he going to afford his payments? So it's like a supply chain. You know, if you kill off the food, you kill off the plants or the small animals, how are the bigger animals going to survive? And so, you know, welcome to the Matrix. Welcome to the Great Reset, the New World Order. This is what we've been talking about, and it's happening now.
Want people to fail?
Do they want people to fail? The weaker we are, the more power they have. They'll just buy up and build government housing for us in big tents for us to live in, and they'll say, "Well, we'll feed you, we'll help you, and just follow me, just worship." And that's how Hitler got rolling. That's how most world leaders get rolling. is you have economic collapse and someone steps up and says, follow me. I have a plan. You may have to kill a few people along the way. You may be one of those. And that's how you see. Remember like Castro, he got the power and everything, or Mao, or Stalin. You have economic problems. These guys come in and they say, what? The rich are the problem. Let's go take their property. Let's nationalize it. So it's happening here in America. And just sue the big corporations. Okay, you do that, and then you don't have a job. And the people starve. But, you know, Stalin still did okay, you know. And, you know, Hitler was doing fine until, of course, he lost his war. But all these great leaders, you know, they love it. They love desperation.
Yeah,
know,
but if the
nature abhors
the
vacuum,
if
you have a vacuum
have...
of power, someone's going to fill it.
But if people are desperate and they have no money, then they can't pay taxes.
They don't care. They've got enough money. He's talking about the oligarchs now.
Yeah.
They've got enough money that they don't have to worry about anything, but they don't care about us. That's what John just said.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't care about us. And I just paraphrased you there. Sorry.
Yeah,
guys, I'm at work. We've been going for over 45 minutes. We're 8 minutes short of an hour. And we have to do our conclusions now because my second staff is coming in any minute, within the next 20 minutes. But I have time to play one of John's songs at the end. So
well, my conclusion is...
Go ahead, John.
My conclusion is it's not bad. It's great news. God is on the throne. He's in charge. He's told us these things will happen. We'll have wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, nations fighting. And he says, this is the beginning of troubles. And then look up, because your redemption is near. And God's going to redeem us. This material world, you're going to have to choose spiritual or material things, because the material are going to be taken away. And someone will promise you peace and then sudden destruction. So, you know, cling to God. You know, these are signs to show you that God is still at the end. He's in control. So, you know, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, be confident and move forward. But have a plan. Have a plan, you know, because it's going to get rougher. The storms are coming. And the weak, you know, that panic, they're going to follow whoever, and that's not a good thing.
I've always been a skeptic when it comes to material investment. Maybe too much of a skeptic. So, Don, what's your conclusion?
What the hell does that mean? A skeptic on...
It means that I didn't... I trusted jobs and completing jobs and fulfilling them and being faithful, but I never bought a house. I've been on the fringe of capitalism my whole life without really making a big effort, like not taking the full plunge into some economic investment.
Okay, that's very nebulous, but we'll take it.
Your conclusion, Gallimo, at age 66,
well,
and how's your job going?
Job is going great. Everybody's doing fine. Everything, and that's the point, everything is natural. Everything is doing just as it's supposed to do from the start of time. So for everybody to trip and be scared, how many times have I said, John, please don't be scared of your shadow. So you know, I've got legislature in session, so I'm doing some lobbying, not like I usually do, but we're just trying to make sure that this world is running correctly with even heads, because when I testify or when I talk to people, I have to appease both sides to the middle. And I'm more towards the middle. So people on both right and left, and it sucks. Because everybody's so privileged, they're blind. They don't see their part in continuing America because we're the greatest country that ever God ever created, and they don't have to participate in it. And that's wrong. So, you know, it's people being ignorant, being stupid, and, you know, a lot of them are just, they're pretty pale. All right, that's pretty much it. Get your other slaves in there to do the slave job that you must love so much.
Your job is a tough job too. Now I'm going to play one.
Job. But I love it.
We're talking about global reset. I'm going to play New Way by John and his band. I'll see you guys next week, probably Thursday night, okay?
New song, okay.
The only night I don't work for to midnight. Bye. I met the Lord, I
knew where
speaking,
knew where
preaching,
knew where
preaching since I met the Lord. Good night, John.
Good night, Jane. America, repent.
One of my clients at my job listened. He liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's. I hope they find some hope. You know, there's hope in God.
Yep. All right. Take it easy. All right. I'll talk to you Thursday night, and then text you in between.
Okie dokie.
Boy.
Boy.